This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for November 6. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Colossians chapter 1, verse 15a. It says there, "He is the image of the invisible God." End of quote. Our passage right away reminds us that God is invisible. Humans do not like the idea that God is invisible. You see, they want God who can be touched and visible. Their desire to touch and see God is the beginning of creating all dumb idols out of woods and stones. However, the truth remains as it is. God is invisible. God said in the Bible in Exodus 33 verse 20, He said, "You cannot see my face, for no man can see me and live." End of quote. 1 John chapter 4 verse 12 says, "No one has seen God at any time." End of quote. And Romans chapter 1 verse 20 says this about the people who suppress the truth about God. It says, "For since the creation of the world, His God's invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse." Listen, don't you also have a desire to see and listen to God? The invisible God made it possible for you and me. Therefore, we must not make any idols or any images. Listen, our today's insight says the Son, Jesus, He is the image of the invisible God. He is the only image of God. Do you want to see God? Look at Jesus. Do you want to know God? Read the four Gospels in the New Testament section of the Bible. Read the letters which has red letters in those Gospels. There you hear God speaking, moving, acting in the person and work of Jesus Christ. Remember one time Philip asked this to Jesus. He asked, "Lord, show us the Father and that will be enough for us." You remember what Jesus replied? Jesus said, "Philip, I have been with you all this time, and still you do not know me? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" End of quote. John 14, 8 to 9. Jesus also said, and it is recorded in John 10, 30, He said, "I and the Father are one." You see, when you hear and watch Jesus, the eternal Son of God, you hear and watch God the Father. Beloved, do you want to know God? The only way you would know God is by knowing Jesus. Listen to what He said. Read about what He did. The reason is that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. The word image comes from the Greek word icon, means likeness. Jesus is the exact likeness of the invisible God. You can listen to what Jesus said and watch what He did in those four Gospels in the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. This is how you would satisfy your hunger and thirst to know God. You see, false teachers in the first century attacked and tried to marginalize and minimize the person and work of Jesus Christ. They are called the Gnostics or Docetists. It does not matter what era you live in. The false teachers always try to minimize and attack the deity of Jesus Christ. They do it today as well in different forms and names. However, remember, Jesus is the only image of the invisible God. He is the only way you can know about God and experience Him in your life. There is no other way out there. Listen, Jesus is superior to all. He is greater than all. He is the image of the invisible God. He is the only likeness of God. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand the superiority and greatness of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. When I look at and hear from and read what He said and did, I am watching, listening, experiencing the invisible God. I thank You, Father, You sent Your only begotten Son to save me from my sins and trespasses. I believe He died, buried, and rose again for me. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. In Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.